It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 331.
What's happening, guys?
Monday, yesterday.
That was, yeah, I was going to say, today is Tuesday.
But it feels like Monday because yesterday we pre-recorded with Lewis.
Well, I said to you just before, I don't want to do anything today. I got that feeling. I feel like everyone's written off this week. Well, there's only three work days and we're for two of them doing work, but the others, we're building out our new studio.
Well, for people who aren't in Australia, we had Easter, but then Anzac Day, which falls on Thursday.
Yeah.
So people take that day off. So there's heaps of people who are like in Blairgowrie.
Oh, yeah. Down the peninsula.
Yeah.
It would be nice to just have – I mean, we got together with family over the weekend, so Good Friday, we did a nice family gathering. And it was, you know, like the cousins that we would go away with when we were young, and we're just talking around, we should have bought a holiday house. You know, like we all went on – like back in the day, right?
What did they do? We rented them. Okay, sure.
But my point, the little snotty, you know, millennial.
You come a little bit closer to
little
me.
Snotty Gen Ys. We should have bought. Yeah. But we would pay for rentals for weeks and would sometimes share with the cousins. But I was thinking back in the day, the place where we went, Flinders, is now worth so much money. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those ones where it's like you think, oh, if we got him back then, it
would have
been nice.
Should have bought Apple stock, Tesla stock. There's a lot of things we should have done. I should have gone to the gym today.
I always think, yeah, definitely. I always think, but that's not a comment on any way you're looking by me saying
Brie
that.
Actually
I'm sensitive.
Pointed out.
I'm sensitive to Josh.
Well, I was... I have a thing about nudity in our apartment in regards because we've got all these windows.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like hiding myself with the towel.
Yeah.
And Brie said, are you hiding your boobs from people? Because I was doing this.
First of all, I've got a few problems with that.
Boobs.
If a woman calls a man's pecs boobs, you're in trouble.
Well, that's what I said. I got upset with her this morning and I said, because she also said to me, she wouldn't shave my back. Right? She called him boobs, but she said no. She clarified. She said the way that I was holding it up, it looked like I was like trying to hide them.
Like you're wearing a towel around there, like
when I
stop.
Yeah. When I was a kid, that's right, because I used to have like quite the man boobs, I would wear the towel all the way up and just walking to the pool or whatever.
Did you also have your hair back?
Yeah, exactly.
Like Fran Drescher?
A little bit of that vibe. But I don't know why I brought that up, but it's been on my mind.
I was thinking just around the company stuff, like you should have bought stocks in something. I think to myself, if I woke up tomorrow, it's a silly little game I play. What company,
No,
I'm getting there. If I woke up tomorrow, you got to let me fucking finish. Otherwise,
it was a joke.
Yeah, I know.
That bit was a joke. And so you pushing wake back doesn't make it funny anymore. I know that.
Half the time I lose what I'm going to say based on you interrupting. Yeah. Say, let's go. You wake up tomorrow, Mr. 97. You can own one company. Oh, no, sorry. That's not the game. The game is... See, now I've been fucking thrown. This is why I push back on him. Wake up tomorrow. You could own one company, but it hasn't yet been created. But from your existence over your 19 years, you know about a product or a business that you could then start. Which one would it be? So like Google's not around yet, you could have the idea. You are the guy that has the idea and you can see it through.
Is what it would based it be? On that year? So are you
No. Like it's just like tomorrow there's a company that you could start that has been done, but now it's – you get what I'm saying?
No. Yeah, I get it. It's SpaceX. Launching rockets,
I thought it hasn't existed yet.
No, what I'm saying is you have – it's going to be your idea so you can take it. So, for instance, tomorrow I wake up and I go, okay, I really wanted to start Tinder. So Tinder was something that I've taken. Let's say this.
Has it got anything to do with Miranda Kerr?
It's got nothing. What's Miranda Kerr?
Snapchat, bro.
Oh, was it?
Snapchat. She's Miranda married Kerr. To the founder of Snapchat. You wake up tomorrow on a new planet. There is nothing that is from this world in that planet, on that planet.
It's an alternate Earth.
Alternate Earth. Yeah. Same existence as people.
An alternative Earth. Yeah.
So what is the company that you would own or start? And you can't say
something
the invention of squeegees.
Something in mining. I'm joking. That's a joke. It's a funny troll. I don't know. I think probably something that's got a positive – like a positive thing to it.
So not Maccas.
Macca's is. There's nothing wrong with Macca's. Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's a hard answer, one. But I like to do that, and I also like to go, if I could go back in time with the knowledge I have now, would I, like, what things would I remember, like the horse racing, who won, and so I could then go and put all this money on, Maccabi Diva.
That's why you haven't bought a house in Flinders. You're too busy. It's a poor person mindset if I've ever heard one, don't you think?
No. I think a poor person mindset – so where we went for a Good Friday lunch, I was like, fuck, this is where I want to live. Albert Park, it's a suburb.
Told me I wanted to – Bree and I were looking at places at Albert Park and you said Albert Park was a bit bogan.
No, I never said Albert Park.
You said Albert Park Lake.
Yeah, Albert Park Lake, fucking bogan. People who go there from outer suburbs and go, this is amazing. It's like, it's a fucking lake.
But you it's made it clear you were like – Albert Park, yeah, not really to live.
It's not what I said. Don't take me out of context. What I said was specifically Albert Park Lake as a destination is a bit naff.
And you said that people who live in Albert Park don't go to Albert Park Lake.
Exactly. Rarely. I would say that it's like – because what it is like it's where the Grand Prix is, right, in Melbourne. Years ago, the Grand Prix wasn't there. Mm-hmm. They came in and they built out – and sure, it is nice. It's a big body of water. It's like an island in the middle. People do sailing on there. But other than that, it's like – it's just – I mean, people go walking there. I can't speak for everyone in Albert Park, but from living in Albert Park, I didn't go there much. Parking's fucked. You got to pay for parking everywhere around Albert Park.
I bet you're the kind of guy who doesn't like Great Barrier Reef too.
Never been. I'd love to go.
It's really nice actually.
Yeah, I'd love to go.
Before it's all gone.
I'd say it's a bit bogan though. I'd say there'd be plenty of Marlboro jackets.
You'd have to actually wear a little pink on your snorkels. You'd have to wear a little pink bow.
What does the pink bow say?
Asthmatic.
Ah. Oh, fair enough. I like my pink bow.
And so why are you now on board? It's very frustrating because Bree and I looked at Albert Park.
It's not.
And you were like, mate, avoid that Queen's Parade. Yeah. That's a shit area.
Yeah, that's not Albert Park, bro. That is not Albert Park. So there's on one side is like, high-rise buildings. On the other side is Albert Park, the most expensive square meterage land in Melbourne.
Really? Even beyond like
East I lived Melbourne, in Albert Park. I've lived there. I'm not going to tell you not to go there.
No, but I'm just questioning the square meterage thing.
Yeah?
More expensive than East Melbourne, do you reckon?
Look it up, Mr. 97. It's been known for being the most expensive square meterage in Melbourne.
What does he type in to find out if you're right?
Most expensive
square meter in Melbourne.
Square meter land in Melbourne. Okay. Anyway, so my grandmother bought a house for, I think it was like $40,000. Mm-hmm. Years and years and years ago in Albert Park. I mean, that same land is now like $3-4 million or whatever.
Wow.
She owned an apartment too. Anyway, my point is I was like there and I was like, fuck, I love this place. It's safe. It's a bit quiet. It's not like hipsterish like this area. So it's like a lot older demograph. And it's got a lot of money. But I was thinking, fuck, this is where I want a house. I want a house here. And so I was thinking – the poor man's mentality is to think that they can never have a house in nice areas, or you're just delusional thinking that you can have a house in a nice area, because there's either two ways it plays out. I never make enough money or I make enough money and I get a house there. Mm. But why would I think that I can't get a house there? Like why would I – what I'm saying is a real poor man's mentality is
– is that you just wouldn't think you could afford the house.
Think I could never afford it.
Did you find out the square meter?
Yeah, I got an update. So South Melbourne is the most expensive at $11,000 per square meter.
Interesting.
And Albert Park is $10,500 per square meter.
So it's so second?
So interesting. Second,
yeah.
Well, it used
where's
to be.
Where's East Melbourne?
South Melbourne.
Where's East Melbourne? Like I'm
just
curious where's
– for our international listeners or anyone outside or anyone who doesn't have a grasp of –
compass.
Melbourne – Melbourne landmarks or Melbourne suburbs. South Melbourne's next to Albert Park, so they're adjoining suburbs. But so anyway, is East Melbourne in there?
No.
Well, because Bree and I walked around East Melbourne on the weekend, and Bree was like, "That's where I want to live."
Yeah, it's same vibe.
Yeah, but I heard that for some reason rates are quite high in East Melbourne, like maybe because of like the medical stuff. I don't know.
I mean, this is the thing. If you're worried about rates and
you probably can't afford it.
If you're only just scraping in after buying a $5 million house and then you're like,
ugh. Oh, the $1,500 a year is a bit rich.
That's getting me. I mean, that is something to think about. But yeah. I hope that just being able to purchase the house in South Melbourne, or East Melbourne, you can pay your rates.
So if you all of a sudden had $3 million handed to you, what is a reasonable amount to spend on a house?
Oh, I think half of it.
1.5?
2 million bucks? You can get it. Like if you bought a – no, I mean, I'm saying half, 2 million, and then you've got $1 million to spend on life. It's going to last you a long time.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you do hear those stories of people who are just living off their interest.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. I mean, these are all poor people, real fucking talking combos, points.
Yeah.
Did you hear it? Because I do the same, right?
Did you hear Samantha's cousin apparently hasn't worked in fucking 15 years, living off his interest. 100%.
It's so true.
Do you reckon
isn't it?
He definitely, but does he put his interest into an everyday splurge, smile, fire extinguisher? I don't think so.
Oh, like this. This is one from the family gathering. This happened on Sunday. Mum said, Mum was having a conversation. I was actually having a nap in Mum's bed, and Mum and my wife and my brothers, they're all out in the lounge room talking, and somehow they landed on the conversation around cluster feeding. So my brother's got a new baby, 6 weeks old. Cluster feeding is something that the baby does in its infancy. It's like multiple feeds across a short period of time.
Tim Ferriss, it's bad. They're just batching.
Batching. It's not part of the story, but the word cluster is part of the story. Because then Mum said, what's cluster? I hear Josh say cluster fuck a lot. That's... And then she thought that meaning, the clusterfuck, she was like, I thought it meant gangbang. A cluster of fucks.
Yeah. No, but it is a cluster of fucks, but she's taken it. Well, it's like go fuck yourself if you actually deconstruct it and what it's asking.
So she was convinced that a clusterfuck is a gangbang.
It's an orgy. She might be right. Can you look up what a clusterfuck actually the definition is?
She's always thought that when you've said it's a clusterfuck, she's thought, why is he talking about orgies?
No, I'm pretty sure. A clusterfuck is if it's a disaster.
Yeah.
It's a clusterfuck.
There's multiple fucks happening.
There's things are going on. It's an absolute clusterfuck.
Shit's going pear-shaped. It's a clusterfuck. Yep.
I gave away hats.
I know. Maybe this should be a new – what are we at? We're probably up to number 4 rule of the new office.
Rule 4.
I don't know if social media. I don't know if you can put a rule office that's going to impact my evenings. But go on.
Don't do a merch giveaway without consulting the people who actually do the hard lifting
or having the merch.
The merch budget.
Don't set a merch budget when we haven't chatted about it. Don't give away merch when we actually don't have the merch to give away.
Well, part of my theory on all of this, and this has been my go-to even when I was an employee, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to do this thing.
Yeah.
I've done this. Like, I mentioned this on the Craig Bruce podcast. I asked for GoPros for work.
Oh, yeah.
They said, nah, Josh, we can't do it. Went and I... I just bought a DSLR at the time. I returned that and bought 4 GoPros and used them.
So what we're understanding is you're a loose cannon when it comes to making purchases.
Well, yeah. No, my theory is always like if the company doesn't want to do it, this will be JJ's expense.
What do you have to say when I receive an email with a purchase of $2,800 on it?
Oh, the mic stand we talk about? Oh, yeah, we've spoken about that. That arrives today. No, but I get it. But the reason I bring it up is because I want people to know the app that I was trying to push.
Oh, okay, well, tell the story of what you did, because I kind of just – I only found out bits and pieces from going on Instagram.
So there's a new app called Swoot. If you listen on an iPhone or an Android phone, if you're not happy with your current podcast app, use Swoot. This is not a paid promotion.
Well, no pay, no say.
Yeah. but I will. This is more of a recommendation. This is more editorial. So I downloaded Swoot over the weekend. Mr. 97 actually slacked it to us.
Yeah.
And I'd heard it on Pod News. I'd seen it already on The Verge, and then Mr. 97 had given The Verge link. And so what Swoot is it's like a social media layer to podcasting, but it doesn't have the clusterfuck that is Anchor. Anchor tends to, which is another podcasting app.
Never downloaded it.
The problem with Anchor is that they, I feel like they're trying to control too much of the whole experience. So, for instance, you upload within Anchor, and then it used to be back in the day that they had a bunch of rights to podcasts that uploaded into their system.
Casey Neistat, right?
Didn't he do the Anchor? Casey Neistat's with Anchor. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's probably because you're getting cash.
Yeah, cash money.
It's he definitely employs the no pay, no say. Exactly. So he's got paid and he's saying.
But Swoot, I feel like, is a nice sort of neutral app. But the good thing is you can see what your friends are listening to.
Yeah. I mean, all these kind of apps require, and any new social network requires people to be on them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the hard thing, right? It's like I jumped on it. It was only one person from my contact list, like from my telephone contact list and from my Facebook list that was actually on this. But that's, I mean, this is early days, right? It also gives me the excitement of...
Did it give you a little tingle thinking I'm an early... Like you got Tommy, Mason got Mason.
Well, we're talking usernames now. This would be, if it gets as successful as Instagram, Mason and I are fucking, we're flying.
Yeah.
You've got your full name. Yeah. Mr. 97's handle is at Mason. What a fucking baller handle.
But I think, Brie, her actual name is Brianna, B-R-E-A-N-A. Not Brianna. Brianna is actually double N. So she's not being a wanker saying Brianna. That's just how you say it. But she is facebook.com/Brianna.
That's cool.
And she is on Swoot, swoot.com/Brianna. And it was because I, when Facebook released their vanity URLs, so being able to select your own, I'd pre-looked and someone at Facebook had, or someone who had was in the know, who had a connection, had already taken /Josh.
Yeah.
So then that was like, okay, I can't do it. But Brie can.
I mean, Brianna's not as...
doesn't have as much cut through.
Well, it's not as a popular name as Josh. Like, it's not as common, sorry. Yeah. Tribe, Jules Lund, his business, they have Tribe on Instagram and Tribe on Twitter.
It's good.
And they got given it.
Oh,
the Twitter one just wasn't active. And then somehow he was speaking with the people at Twitter.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, do you want your handle? Yeah, sure. It's not active.
I have a friend who had Aloha on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Sold it for a surfboard.
Shackers.
Yeah, so she got a surfboard. But I think the company was meant to give her $5,000 as well. Only gave her $2,500.
That's
because it was basically
rat.
Rat. Everyone go and tweet Aloha.
That's
and
be like, hey,
rat
move.
Dogs.
Rat
pay
dogs.
The extra, I think it's $2,500.
Where's the 2.5?
Anyway, so Swoot.
Yeah, what I do like about Swoot outside of that is I emailed because I couldn't work out how to delete one of. I started two accounts. I'm the fucking idiot over here. Started two accounts. Anyway, I emailed them, and I got an email back from the founder Pete. Because I said, mate, I can't delete this account. I can't find the button. What do I do? He said, hey, Tommy, I got you. I deleted this account for you. Let me know if you have any other problems or feedback. Pete, Swoot CEO, co-founder. I was like, that's fine. Right. Early days.
Thanks,
so,
Pete.
Yeah, I'm not married to any podcast app. I have never
been. Can you be married to Swoot though now?
Well, it hasn't given me any issues, so I feel like that's what I'm looking for. Something that doesn't annoy me from the get-go. It hasn't annoyed me yet.
Well, I feel like it gamifies it too because I'm now wanting to up my podcasting listening. I don't know if you noticed that.
Well,
I'm trying to be a top dog in the app.
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Has Pete actually – is he tearing down this big media company because your focus is now – not on doing any work. It's now gamifying podcast listens.
Well, yeah, I just listen. It's going to increase my walking because I've switched. Yeah, I've switched from watching YouTube now.
Yeah,
to doubling down on the podcast stuff.
Where does walking fall into this?
Well, because I can walk. I don't have to. The problem with YouTube is I have to be like looking at the screen.
But have you actually done it yet?
Last night I was in bed, so it's hard to walk when you're in bed. But this morning when I was lying in bed listening to a podcast, I'm like, fuck, I can. When we're in the new office, I'm going to fucking leave really early. I'm going to do fucking 10 blocks. But so I listened to Mark Maron's WTF podcast.
Yeah.
He had Brené Brown.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch Netflix?
No, I haven't.
Brené Brown's Netflix special.
I'm not doing any vision-only podcast now.
Fuck your rule. Watch it. Okay. It's brand new on Netflix, Brené Brown. What I think she's done is she's probably asked to do keynote after keynote on a public, you know, level, you know, like the TEDx where it becomes public. She does a lot of keynotes for businesses and big, you know, tech corporates companies and stuff, in Silicon Valley. But I was like, this is brilliant. You've gone to the biggest platform in the world right now and you're doing one keynote and you're going to nail it. And it's just about what you do. So it's like TEDx on steroids.
Oh, is this what so it's almost like if a comedian was to get like a special.
Dude, it is a Netflix comedy special. It's comedy, self-development, inspiration. She's fucking unbelievable. It is so like you're crying, you're laughing. She's so funny. She's a fucking absolute killer. It's amazing. And wait, so
is it a one video?
It's one – it's at some – big theatre in Texas, I think, or
Texas,
where she's from, and she just speaks for an hour and a half.
Oh, great! Because I don't have time for series.
No, it's not a series. Yeah. It's just her doing an unbelievable keynote. Mm. It's so crazy. It's so good.
I was watching Chris Lilley's new show on Netflix.
I watched the first episode.
I watched the first two.
Did you? Yeah. You got through the first.
The first one was the funniest bit that I couldn't stop laughing was when the ex porn star came out of the cape and was running. Oh, yeah.
What did she say? I'm Batwoman or something.
I don't know.
But I wanted to watch it because there was so many people blowing up.
What
about
were they saying?
Oh, cultural inappropriation. They were just.
Is that what you said? Is it?
Cultural.
Is it cultural appropriation?
Yeah, cultural appropriation. Anyway. But the thing is, I was like, I was looking at, so my filter going into watching it was, is it funny? And has he stepped over the line?
I think it's cultural appropriation.
Cultural appropriation.
Inappropriation.
Yeah.
But I do like that word.
Yeah.
It sounds like fucking.
Inappropriation.
If it's not appropriate, it's fucking inappropriate, right?
It's exactly
cultural
right.
Inappropriation.
Yes.
We're both fucking gronks.
I was looking for him to slip up.
Yeah.
I couldn't see it. Other than, I mean, taking off a South African woman who he was pretending to be a dog whisperer.
Yeah.
But what he does nail is the stereotypes. Yeah. I mean, he's done the minorities. He's done the Tongans and the – he did, you know, blackface essentially, which he didn't do in this. But he just fucking nails the slimy real estate agent.
Yeah, the real estate agent one was the best. It actually reminded me of you and I saw a sign the other day.
Yeah.
What was it called? What does it say?
Zale.
For Zale.
So
and I was like, why have they spelled Sale like that? And you're like, oh, I've seen this fucking guy on LinkedIn.
His surname's Zale and he's changed Sale to Zale. So when he's got a big board up, which has cut through, right? Yeah. But he's like the stereotype or the character that he does, Chris Lilley does in that.
It's on point.
It's on point. And the young kid who's like, you know, meant to be like 12 years old or something, but he's played by Chris Lilley, a 40-year-old man who's just so inappropriate. But you see he's like the try-hard kid that swears too much, says inappropriate shit. Like I see so many people that I've met in these characters on his show, which I think is his art form. That's the beauty. And so if you
observational.
And if you're looking to sort of take it down, why is he impersonating South African women? It's like, well, he's done it very well. Mm-hmm. But there's just that so many like so many people just triggered these days. Mm. It's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, it's interesting. Yes, I watched the first two episodes, but there seems to be so much, like we've just described content that would take hours and hours to watch. I feel like that's the problem with this long weekend is I spent some time flicking through shit and I'm just like now I'm overwhelmed. I'm like, when am I going to have time to do all of this?
Well, do you just sort of bank them? Have you got to – I mean
– Well, when? What, every evening? Like I'll have to at least – I've got the Seth Godin book to write. I don't have time to spend 2 hours a day consuming content.
I know.
Then there's the Game of Thrones. I don't watch Game of Thrones.
But if you were to commit to that.
If I was committing to Game of Thrones, how many series are there?
Seven? Eight.
Eight series.
Six, yeah.
It's too much.
Episodes are like an hour and a bit as well.
That's fucking crazy. And it's Game of Thrones. For someone who has no idea, is it medieval?
Mm. Yeah, I guess.
Mm. Nah, I feel like we don't. I think there's people yelling at us right now.
I've watched it.
And was it? You don't know.
It sort of is and sort of isn't.
I was trying to. Cultural inappropriation. That's the name of the episode. Cultural inappropriation.
I don't want to bring that.
It's like mystic. It's from ancient, like it's from years and years and years ago. So it's like, it's hard to explain the world they live in.
Sword fights and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so it's like
Armies and battles and stuff.
And there's horses. Different lords and kings and queens.
Can you look up medieval, can you look up Game of Thrones and work out whether it is medieval? I went to, in Croatia, Dubrovnik.
Yes.
That's where they like filmed a bunch of it, I think.
What a waste. For the guy.
Oh, there's heaps of.
I'm here.
Yeah.
But I've got no understanding from the shows. Well, when I was in school,
I went to AIS. That was a waste.
Australian Institute of Sport.
Yeah, I got a hat. I remember.
What did you go there for?
The school, just like it was a thing they did. When you go to Canberra, where like you go to Parliament, you go to the AIS.
For a school that's in the outer suburbs and they go to Canberra, I mean, that's pretty good.
We went to the Central Australia.
That's pretty good.
Talking about cultural sort of inappropriateness or whatever.
You've taken the word on.
When we were we climbed Uluru, which is crazy. I don't think schools would do that nowadays. Would they?
100% they wouldn't do it. If I had done it like you, I would be like, I'm glad I did it in the time that it wasn't shunned. If you'd done it now and you're promoting the fact that you've done it, I don't think there's anything wrong with you doing it.
So you
back
think
then.
It's okay because I got away with it before we knew that it was wrong.
Definitely.
But I think we should have known that it was wrong.
No, well, it just wasn't a time. I get what you're saying, mm-hmm. but I also think that it was what it was and, mm-hmm. and your school went and they're getting the young kids to do it and the intention's good and then we have a greater understanding over the years to then go, that's a no-go. But you've done it and it's something that not many will do. I mean, maybe you can go and do it now.
Like, glad I got blackface out of the way. Like Chris Lilley, fuck, he got lucky before it really. Like he's only going to look at me riding an elephant, all these things I regret.
Mm. But why? They're just a part of a time where it was okay. Like that's why I think regretting any of these things, I think blackface is probably one that you could look back on and regret because you were intentionally.
To be clear, I've never done blackface. The way you're framing it.
I know. It's incriminating.
Because I think that in Australia anyway, we didn't have the cultural understanding or sensitivities or connection with what it was in the US. Yeah. And so,
well, I think the one that you did, the big rock in the centre of Australia,
Uluru, yes,
is for people outside. It's like it was a tourist attraction. It brought money to the area, and it still does. Mm-hmm. Whereas blackface, if someone's to do it, it's not about bringing attention to something for.
Yeah, I
to
guess bring you could have framed. You could frame the Uluru thing of like, oh, like it's. I saw it as like an adventure or whatever. I actually got heat stroke.
Did you?
Which serves me right. Yeah, I had to. I remember laying in the back of the bus and they were like, get him a jam sandwich. Get him a jam sandwich.
Jam sandwich?
Yeah.
Get the fucking fatty some water.
No, I was low in like sugars apparently.
Water?
Get him a jam sandwich.
I think the go-to is I think I had Gatorade.
I think I had Gatorade and a jam sandwich.
Yeah.
But it was pretty amazing because the thing is I didn't.
Different times.
It was a different time because the teachers didn't even give a fuck. Like they didn't even check. Like I didn't bring water, I don't think. Yeah. Like, Josh, you got water? I'm like, nah.
We're doing a dance with a time that we're going too far one way and we've been very far the wrong way. And so now it's like I think about the camps and shit we did in school. It's like, what's Bodhi, my son, going to be doing in 15 years when we're worried about him getting a graze on his knee because we're going to sue the school, which I will. But
absolutely. Especially if it's one of the primo schools.
Just to finish off, I just want to mention.
Are you wrapping us up?
Well, we've done half an hour.
Okay.
Bodhi, my son, and I've spoken about on this podcast, has been bitten multiple times at daycare. Mm-hmm. And you know how they say you're not allowed, they don't tell you the name of the kid who did it?
Because you'll fucking rip the head off.
Well, they're just like, we don't want to sort of bring them into it. They're little. Bodhi's older now. and he can start and he can speak.
Simon, it was Simon. Oh yeah, it was a Simon. Hey, we'll fucking we'll break Simon's little fucking neck.
Already has the biggest bite mark on the back of his arm. I asked him, I said, mate, who was it? And he said, Sammy. Who was it? Sorry, because I didn't want to sort of serve him up the name again. Sammy. And then I said, oh, it was Sammy. He said, yeah. And then I said, you sure? Who was it? Leo.
Oh, no.
Leo. And then he says,
your son's a fucking idiot.
Valentino. Either it was
so
a group.
So you need a lineup.
It was a group bite.
Yeah.
Or I'm going with the first name, Sammy.
Maybe it was just his best friend. That's the one that he remembers.
Mate, yeah, this is the thing. I thought I was onto something, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
So don't bite my kid, Josh, because he'll rat on you.
Or someone else. So Swoosh, if you do sign up, if you type in Tommy or Josh Jansen or Mason, you can follow us and you can see what we're listening to.
What we're listening to, what we recommend. I think it's a good one. I think if you are sick of the app that it was chosen for you, which is on Apple phones, the podcast app,
give it a go. Is the Android experience okay, 97?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
How about the Android experience in general?
Yeah, it's pretty whack. No, it's I think they've literally just ported the app over from iOS.
So it looks very iOS-y.
Yeah, but just some of the gestures and stuff aren't as fluid.
Okay.
It's better than, I mean, you can't use Spotify because that doesn't have like Joe Rogan and stuff. So
doesn't it?
No.
What do you mean?
Spotify doesn't have Joe Rogan. Stuff,
yeah. Why
or
not?
Or Hamish and Andy.
What? Why?
Well, because they, Spotify probably have like licensing deals around all of this stuff that those companies don't want to buy into. So they're like, oh, we're not going to allow you to do this. We probably should read it.
All right, guys.
All right. It's the Daily Talk Show tomorrow. Josh Pitterman on the show. We had him last time in New York City.
Yeah, Washington Square Park.
And he sung. We won't get him to sing this time.
I mean, I always like to get him to sing. Any of my friends who actually can sing, I'll encourage.
Could we
the
do
people
a duet?
That can't sing,
could I do a duet?
I don't encourage.
Could we do the Joshes and do a bit of a duet?
Yeah, because he'll make you shine. So okay. I'm okay with that.
Well, look forward to that tomorrow. See you tomorrow, guys.
See you, guys.